What gender is Q's in a pod?
It hasn't decided
Aren't
yet.
Aren't we a hive mind?
It has
I
time.
Think hive minds can still have a gender.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah.
But maybe there are multiple genders.
Dimorphic. Like, you know those butterflies that are half male and half female?
No.
That's totally a thing that happens.
Yeah, actually,
it is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Chickens will get that periodically too, where their chromosomes will be different.
And they get like half a comb. It's so fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with that. We should introduce ourselves, because no one listens to this.
Who are you, voice that's boisterous and loud? And...
I'm Tom Quackenbush, fantasy author. I'm going to subtly try to bring this to talking about Christmas, because I have notes for Christmas.
I also notice you're wearing what's obviously a Nightmare Before Christmas, like,
yes.
embroidered
oh,
shirt
sure
of some sort.
These are my podcasting pajamas, but now this is seasonally appropriate.
I see.
I'll link it in the show notes. I probably won't.
Your shirt?
I'm sure it's like a Hot Topic thing. It has Jack Skellington on it. It pretty
right.
much has to
Not
be.
Not anymore.
No, you could just you could just guess.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I like how you check the front of the shirt for the tag.
I don't know how together I am.
It's fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay. Amber, who are you?
I'm Amber. I'm an artist and garden maintenance worker and shopkeeper and occasional computer helper person.
I think they have a name for that. Daniel, who are you?
Secular occultist. I never prepared for this question.
I know, and I ask
it
every
time.
Right.
It is the same thing.
But I know. It's in my nature to like.
You just don't want to define who you are.
It's true.
You're not
it's
ready.
True.
Yet.
And I don't and I don't identify with my name very much still.
No.
After all this time.
Still.
So, yeah.
Of having your name.
Yep. And see, I almost didn't answer the question. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Mysterious guest voice.
Who are you?
Hi. I'm Kest. Mask maker, metalsmith, and misanthrope.
Yeah.
That sounds way better, and it was alliterative. Yeah. Guys, we should all learn a lesson.
Yeah. Do we have to have
our personalities have to be alliterative?
Well, it's not personalities, but titles.
Our titles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, if you can have an alliterative personality, why wouldn't you?
Because you'd
because
be murdered.
Because you'd piss off everyone.
It's true.
Yes, your murder
you'd
would
be like
swift.
Tom Bombadil.
Except that Tom Bombadil can exist in literature.
Oh, yes. Well, and also has godlike powers, so, like, nobody's going to murder him.
Which is why he's obnoxious. If I had godlike powers, I'd totally be Q.
Yeah.
In a pod.
Wait, no, we made that joke already.
We did, but how many jokes can we make? James Bond or Star Trek?
Yeah, no, I know, like I regretted so much doing that first one, because it, like, immediately we ran out of other options.
So, are we...
Tonight?
You clearly want to do Christmas, just
well,
do
you
it.
Don't
no,
have to,
tonight?
Because I will bore you, and we have a guest, so I...
No, tonight's
like...
going to be free form. We're
Fine,
just going to let
form.
It go.
Next
and then,
time, Christmas.
And then, well, oh, see, the joke was going to be like that. It's going to come back around to being like, oh, it's free form, and then it would be railroaded into Christmas. Because,
oh yeah, because Nicholas of Myra, he was a bishop in the 4th century in what is now known as Turkey.
What
I know.
So you're just trying to do your talk for our podcast.
But I can do it next week, just before the talk.
Well, I don't know.
And given how we put these up, who knows when it'll actually be up.
Who
so,
knows?
So now you'll know if you actually follow me on social media when I put these up.
Yeah. I do tend to think that they go better when you're excited about a topic, though, because I'm not going to generate anything.
No, and I'm pretty much moderate you, too.
Yeah.
And you're new, so I can't really moderate you, but...
Yeah.
I'm not very moderatable.
There we go.
It's true.
We need a stronger personality
moderate
in this podcast.
Moderation.
I'm going to talk to you about friggin' Nicholas of Myra and how he became our jolly old elf friend. No, you're shaking your head at me, Amber. They can't hear that, but I have to now narrate what you're doing.
Yes.
You don't have to.
I don't have to, but
they
then
can
there's...
learn from the silence.
But...
Sweetie,
what?
We're not John Cage. We can't do that.
Yeah.
He'll sue
us.
People,
yes.
Yeah. Wait,
it's only if it's exactly 4 minutes and 13 seconds. You're okay.
Yeah.
Yes. So you just
stupid.
Have to make it longer or shorter.
Right. And if we manage 4 minutes and 13 seconds of silence, we need to stop recording.
Right. There's a YouTube video that was a recording of that song, and he sued it, so they took the audio track away from it.
Of course.
And they have a little a notice there that this contained audio of this, and whatever record company owns the recording sued.
Yeah.
It's a terrible world out there. Terribly absurd world.
Especially when it comes to Christmas.
Christmas is totally absurd. How do you get from this ascetic bishop who is way against paganism, but that's a separate issue, and now he's this jolly gift giver. I'll tell you how. Germanic paganism.
So a guy against paganism was bizarre.
Co-opted by paganism.
Sounds good.
For Jesus.
Well, it has to happen, you know, in the reverse a few times at least.
Yeah.
True.
But basically he's Odin. The reindeer come from Sleipnir, which I'm probably mispronouncing, which is the offspring of Loki and Odin's previous horse, and it has 8 legs.
Yeah. Which doesn't make that much sense, because it's not 8 separate creatures, it's 1 creature with 8 legs.
It runs really fast because it has 8 legs.
Yeah.
And it can fly.
Yeah. And Sleipnir can fly.
Yeah. And you can only both fly and run if you have at least 6 limbs.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. How many limbs do you have, Amber?
More than you'd like to know.
But, yeah, she hasn't shown you the extra dimensional ones yet, but you know.
It's like that.
You think you've seen her naked, but you haven't.
No, I've never seen true nakedness.
Like that one video of that guy who strips and then he's a skeleton.
Yeah. You mean Rock DJ?
Sure.
That's totally with it. It's a link in the show notes. It also reminds me of that Ogloff where there's the princess and she opens up her robe.
Oh, yes.
And then her vagina is a Cthulhu monster. Yeah. I'll link actually, it in the show notes. Not safe for work.
No, but hilarious. One of my favorites. Easy.
Ogloff is hilarious in general.
Yes. Ogloff started out as a sex comic and he's like, oh, we have plot. We have story. I guess I'm actually witty. I just wanted to draw boobies and penises.
Disembodied penises sometimes.
Sometimes. That is how it started out. Now
that's totally what the real meaning of Christmas is.
Yeah. Disembodied penises. I'm trying to justify that.
Actually, no.
That funny hat, it's totally a
dinner. There you go.
Really bad movie.
You're going to have to narrow that down.
With the disembodied penis.
I know
you're
the one you
gonna
mean.
You're still going to have to narrow that down.
Yeah.
He'd know, though.
I do, I don't remember the title, but I will look it up and I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, because at least,
it was so
the clip you showed me on YouTube.
Like, he was fighting with his penis before it became disembodied?
And
like, punching it?
What was with the woman's vagina? Didn't it, like, eat men or suck their life away? I don't really remember. My brain's trying to make a better plot than that movie has.
Yeah, I think you are.
It was one of those bad movies where, and I love bad movies, where I felt dirty when it was done. And not in a sexual way, I just am like, the dirt won't come off. Like, it was so bad. And this was made, and there are so many great movies that will never be made.
But yeah, it has like a variable size sometimes, and then it disembodies and rapes people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's dead at the time.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think he dies.
It might kill him.
No, there's a baby at some point that runs away.
Oh, yeah! There's
how
the...
could you forget that?
Okay, no, there was a girl who like became pregnant and gave birth in like an hour after sex or something.
Right, and only his penis could satisfy her.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, and the baby
and
like,
there was a horrible
was a
baby.
Penis, and it had little weird legs.
Yes, it was a baby. It was a penis with legs.
It's pretty bad.
It was really quite bad. I'll at least find that clip and put it in the show notes so others can suffer with me.
Oh, but if you want an easy, like, you know, it's not necessarily disembodied penis, but the primary colors of Santa's suit are directly related to, you know, like sexy
blood?
Bits.
Because he's red?
Alright, and that is
white,
largely...
White and red are the two alchemical things of semen and...
That is true. And they're also Coca-Cola, but Coca-Cola is not the one who made Santa's suit that way.
No.
It was Clement Seymour in his poem, like, Night Before Christmas, which is actually called something else. I have it in my notes somewhere. I don't remember. But yes, and he's like, this is what it looks like. And then Thomas Nast, who mostly did political cartoons, he's why we know what Uncle Sam looks like. He made what we now think of as Santa. Yes. And that perpetuated a lot. It seems like a lot of poems are the reason that we now have the Christmas mythology we do. So that's a lot of power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Washington Irving had, I do forget it was actually a story or a book, but he tried to make new myths, like that there were 10 reindeer. He's like, it's not really solidified, so I can just make stuff up. Yeah.
Well, there are 9 reindeer.
Yeah, didn't
there reindeer there are.
Because of Montgomery Ward. They wanted to sell coloring books. They're like, get to it! Make something up! And he's like, Rando, Rudolph, Rudy! Rudolph! And so then he made a coloring book, and people are like, we really like this. This is now official canon. He's like, wait, really? So technically...
But he got the rights to it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Did he? Yeah, I thought Montgomery Ward story.
No, they gave them to him.
That was kind of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you still...
totally out of the blue. He didn't even ask.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Hmm.
That's
I didn't think corporations
weird.
Did that.
Yeah.
In... Christmas present.
I think it might have been. Like,
yeah.
Christmas bonus. Oh, but it was after they knew that it was a big deal. It wasn't like right away. They knew that it was a big deal and still gave him the rights to it.
Good.
Pretty awesome.
Because he wanted to make a coloring book.
My theory that the reindeer names are titles, because if you watch Rudolph, like, they're baby reindeer who are training to become the main 8 reindeer.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But they have the same name.
So it's bestowed upon you. You are now Blitzen.
Yes, our Dancer, Prancer,
Donner, Blitzen. But that's depressing, because they're often, like, also shown as being, like, sort of sentient, and that means that their entire life has to be devoted to you know, this entity.
Not necessarily. No, if it's titled that they receive when they get the job. So, you know, this is Candy. She's our current Blitzen.
Well, I guess that's true, and I guess it is only like applicable one night of the year.
Yeah.
So, so I guess they could be themselves.
I mean, Blitzen could mean just branch manager.
Yeah,
I don't know what it means.
I think it means lightning, but in either it was Blixen when it was Dutch. Then they're like, fuck the Dutch. It's now German. It's Blitzen. Oh, I found in my notes Washington Irving's History of New York, where he's like, oh no, Santa. He no longer looks like a bishop. He is a fat sailor with a pipe. And he was making fun of...
Sailor?
A sailor?
Yeah, he was making fun of him. People are like, yeah, that's surely what Santa looks like. He's like, no, I was fucking with you. He's not a sailor. What? No, guys! So then that's what it became. So a lot of, like, fucking with people and poems makes Santa what he is.
Yeah.
Well, once the genie's out of the bottle...
Pretty much.
You have no control over how people interpret your art.
Yeah.
What's with the pickle thing?
Wait. I have not found pickle. I don't know.
There's a pickle.
Well, or...
Is your family
have
the pickle thing? But it's...
I got sent a glass pickle.
Yes.
And had to look it up because when you receive, with no notation, from a stranger, a glass pickle in the mail, you kind of need to look up what's behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's German.
It's German, and it's just that you're supposed to give people pickles for Christmas. It's good luck. That's it.
That's all
I
got.
Here's the closest I can come. One of Santa's miracles, because he's a saint, you have to perform 3, was that he found 3 boys who had been chopped up either to sell them, to turn them into ham and to sell them, or just to kill them, get them out of the way so you can steal their fortune. And Santa's like, dude, bro, no. And he resurrected them, and that was... pickle brining, so maybe that is like
they were
an attenuation of that.
They were chopped up in pickle brine.
I figured it was just that it was nice to get something green around the solstice.
Maybe.
Right,
that's what
like
don't get vegetables that
and it's
year.
Vaguely phallic.
Yeah.
That's what the whole orange thing was too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to not get scurvy.
Right.
What?
Do
the Dutch, they're the ones who believe that Santa comes from Spain.
Yes, yes.
And I guess that there are Spanish oranges. And so that's where they come from is Spain.
Oh,
they're
cool.
Spanish oranges.
Cool.
But I like the, you know, it's in the middle of winter, you want a piece of fruit.
Why is our Santa on the North Pole?
Yeah,
because
Tom.
It's hard to get there, basically.
Yeah.
It's really hard to prove he's not.
Yeah,
if you need a base of, you know, operation.
Though pretty much every Nordic country is like, no, he lives over there. We know where his house is. We have a theme park right there. So pretty much every Nordic country is like, no, Santa's over there. And in, I guess there's a Canadian postal code, which is H0H0H0, ho, ho, ho. And so you can actually send mail to Santa at that postal code. Which otherwise exists for, like, Manitoban Islands, I might be making. It's somewhere in Canada, but it's an island postal code. And Santa.
So you got an unlabeled pickle glass ornament?
Yeah.
Do you know where it came from?
Well, no.
Okay.
Arguably, maybe I'm supposed to. The curious thing about having a business with a business address is that your address is publicly available. Yeah. And so I get these amazing packages from customers and stuff. And it's all, it is all applicable. But so weird. I got a package that contained nothing but a miniature brass diving helmet.
That's the gift it keeps on giving.
So, and I get boxes of antlers and boxes of bones.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's great. It's great. But it is always like, my UPS man loves me.
Once we had a kiwi in our mailbox, but I think that was completely unrelated.
See, I have a hard time believing you didn't just put it there and
forget. I didn't.
No, there really was just a kiwi.
I would never buy a kiwi. Why would I ever put a kiwi in our mailbox?
That's not
at our old apartment.
That wouldn't be unplausible.
No, it was very unplausible.
I think that it would be more plausible that someone found a kiwi on the ground and was like, oh, maybe that's theirs.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
They must have dropped that out of their grocery bag, when in fact it was some neighbor who did.
We'll just put it right here.
Yeah.
We should have put it in someone else. We intended to buy a kiwi when we moved out of the apartment and someone else moved in.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what happened with the previous tenants.
Maybe it's been going on for years.
And we broke the chain.
We broke it.
Yep.
Over bad luck since.
Yeah.
We could.
We've had bad luck since.
We got married.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, I got...
I did step on a nail, fall down a staircase.
There you go, see?
Yeah. It's like America's built on an Indian burial ground.
It's so much like that.
Now I want to watch ghost stories. I don't know why that reminded me of ghost stories.
I don't know either.
It is an anime that was dubbed completely oddly.
I want to see that.
Didn't you watch a fair amount?
By dubbed completely oddly, they mean the voice actors literally just made up the plot, essentially.
Yeah. Like, so one became like a fanatical Christian who kept damning people.
Because why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's really good. Hilarious.
Can't you watch most of it on YouTube?
Maybe. I think so.
I think when I watched it was on Hulu, but I don't think it's on there anymore. Mm.
Do you want to hear my favorite Santa story?
Sure.
This is back when he was St. Nicholas. You'll like this. So Constantine convened like a diet. Not in the food you're not supposed to eat, but like big place to discuss things. And there was this guy.
Like a conference?
Like a conference. Arius is like, you know what, I think Jesus was made out of nothingness. Like, we're all made out of nothingness, and then he popped into existence.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Nicholas responded by punching him in the face. Like, blasphemer! Bump! And so they're like, St. Nicholas, you gotta go home. That was too much. But people heard how awesome he was at punching some guy in the face for blasphemy. I know. And so then they're like, wow, we love you. You're great. And then Arius was excommunicated for blasphemy. And then that's when St. Nicholas decided that since he was the badass motherfucker, he was going to burn down the temple of Artemis because paganism shouldn't exist. And when the priests are like, where do we go? What do we do? He's like, you can go to hell where you will burn for eternity.
Aww.
So, yeah.
That's mean. I like Artemis.
Well, Santa did not. Santa will punch you in the face and then he'll burn your house down. That's the Santa Claus that I respect.
That's why he brings coal.
Sure.
Just makes it easier to burn your house down.
I have such trouble figuring out where the whole coal thing started. The best thing I can come up with, and what the internet keeps saying, is, well, there are poor children and they'd be happy to have a piece of coal.
Yeah. I don't think that that's it.
No, that's some Charles Dickens crap.
Well, and also that would then be a good thing, not a bad thing.
Like, I came up with all the theories just sitting there, how, like, well, if he's coming down the fireplace, there might be a coal there.
Right. And then you just put it in the stocking, like, this is what you get, motherfucker. That's all you get. I just took that out of your fireplace. Take it.
Could it be related to, like, you know, his burnt minions in the Scandinavian countries?
I think looking for the coal, you need to be looking up Krampus, not Santa.
Instead of having the Krampus put the child in his sack to bring him to hell, he puts a little bit of hell in your stocking.
There you go.
Yeah.
Krampus seems to come a lot from, like, there was this great pagan thing, like the horned god shenanigans, and they're like, hey, we're the early Christians. You pagans should follow us. But we've got a cool horned guy.
So
Santa likes...
Yeah!
Santa likes the horned guy. That's his servant now. We put some chains around him. Those are the chains of hell because he's a saint and he controls the demons. They're like, no, that's cool. We can still party. Awesome, Krampus.
Yeah.
Pretty much all. And then, of course, we have Black Peter, who is totally a slave. But we pretend he's not.
He's totally just Santa's friend.
Yeah, they're buddies.
Yeah.
Or he's...
They see each other as complete equals.
Yeah.
Just one has magical elf present-giving powers, and the other beats people with a stick or something?
Yeah, a lot of Santa's minions basically beat the crap out of you. Because you were bad.
Yeah.
And Santa's nothing but good. Because back in the day, Santa would beat the crap out of you, too. So now it's like, well, that's conflicting for the children. Because they want to look forward to Santa, but then he beats them up. Or he pretends to kick them. Which is more insulting, as David Sedaris pointed out.
Yeah. That's a pretty awesome story.
Yeah. I'll link it in the show notes if I can find it. David Sedaris. He basically got a start writing. He wrote the Santaland Diaries, which he then turned into a thing on NPR, and they're like, you're really funny, and your voice is distinctive. Now you're famous.
That's how it happens. He just gets touched by NPR and he's famous.
Yes!
That works for everyone who's touched by NPR.
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know. Sorry.
That could be a miniseries on
Touched
CBS.
By NPR? No,
yes.
No, that's not a miniseries. It's a soap opera.
But it's on PBS for some reason.
So
it's after Downton Abbey, Touched by NPR.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Koenig does a whole serial podcast on you.
On you?
On you.
Okay.
After you've been touched by NPR. Yeah. Actually, she does the podcast on whoever at NPR touched you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Could Sarah Koenig be the one who touches me?
I don't think you get to choose.
Damn it!
Yeah.
It's going to be Kai Ryssdal. I know it.
Yeah.
Who's
or
that?
Ira Glass. Yeah. Kai Ryssdal does the financial stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Who has a really commanding voice, and then you see him and you're like, oh no, really?
There's a reason you're on radio, sweetie.
Yeah.
Aww.
What is the saying? A face for radio.
Yeah.
So, pretty much.
Yeah.
I actually don't know what he looks like, so I'm just
assuming. There's someone on a local radio station, one of the DJs, who I hate. I wish he would stop being a DJ, because he sounds like some of the other DJs on the station, but like, nasally.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you the same person? I'm pretty sure you're not, but it's so annoying. Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A little
rant.
That's fine.
Take that,
it annoys
local DJ.
Me. Yeah, local DJ. What?
I have another voice-related Santa thing.
Okay.
Did you know that in a lot of places, Santa's not allowed to say ho, ho, ho because of you know, whores? Yeah.
Aww.
So, like, mall Santas or, like, public appearance Santas cannot say ho, ho, ho.
Really?
Aww.
Yeah. Especially in America.
But that's, like, I assumed it would be America, but, like, that's such a goofy, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
A lot of it's goofy.
Because, shit, nobody would take that seriously except for, like, you know, fifth graders.
Now they're not going to let Santas be fat because it's, you know, unhealthy.
I don't know if you're joking. Are you joking?
No, I could see that.
I could see it.
I mean, again, somebody who, like, doesn't give a shit about Santa as a concept, like, fine, but the reasons for it are a little weird.
Although it was super cute at our Thanksgiving, there was a guy who was a mall Santa. Like, my mom saw him later. But he was at our Thanksgiving. We went to, like, a restaurant and I had a buffet. And there was a guy who looked like Santa.
In a red tracksuit.
You're kidding.
No!
We have pictures because my nephews took my camera and then went paparazzi on Santa.
So, last year, about this time of year, I was walking to my friend's house, and my town has an odd number of tattoo shops. I don't know how we support the amount of tattoo shops that we have, but we do. And one of them has these big glass windows, so you can see the people getting tattooed in it. And Santa was in there with his sleeve rolled up. Like so. Real beard, hat on, jacket rolled up, full suit, getting a tattoo.
Wow.
Was it of like an anchor?
I have no idea what it was of, but I desperately wish I had taken a picture. But it was like he was looking at me. I was looking at him and going,
he's like,
holy
yeah.
fuck. And he's in there going, You want to fuck? Aww. It was a very strange interaction.
I almost might have gone for it.
I would have. I was on my way to dinner, though.
Ah! So close.
I imagine your dinner guests would have understood.
Yeah, it was Nate.
They're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, listen. I know I'm late, but guess who I just fucked? And guess what the circumstances were? Just
I just fucked Santa. So, yeah. I mean, in a glass window.
Yeah.
It just sort of happened.
I know, right?
But he didn't.
Okay, but Santa can only ejaculate if you put on the elf hat. He can only...
No, he ejaculates eggnog.
Oh, God. Well, that's a...
He'll nog your eggs.
Or without the Southern Comfort or whatever they put
with.
In. With? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's
how you know...
in a tattoo shop, it's with.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
you don't want to get some, like, second-rate knockoff Santa.
It depends what level of Santa is reached.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. If he doesn't have the beard, it's just... there's no bourbon in there. It's just...
Yeah, it's just eggnog.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you get a terrible yeast infection.
And if it's worse, it could be like soy nog.
Oh, God, no. Did you know that there's a fraternal order of real bearded Santas?
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew they had, like, I don't know.
People take it very seriously.
Clubs and whatever it's called.
Which just shows the utility and the potential danger of organization as a social structure.
Are you against unionizing Santas?
There we go.
No, I'm fine with unionizing Santas. I'm more worried about, like, you know, what they might do with their combined power. Because they're...
Like Voltron?
They might bring cheer. They might bring cheer to the world, Daniel. You don't want the world to be cheery?
Well, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Not that way, no.
And swamp children on their laps.
The logistics of Santa worry me.
In a way... Santa is Voltron because he keeps stealing other icons. Like, England had Father Christmas, and now it's just like, no, that's Santa too. Everything is Santa.
Yeah, Japan has like a Christmas tradition, but they don't, as with everything else, like, it didn't translate exactly. And
I think it might involve hitting women with brooms,
which is way Santa.
Yeah.
That is classic Santa.
Yeah.
In some cultures...
Or at least there's a festival in Japan that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But in some cultures, instead of getting coal, you get a little, like, bundle of sticks in your shoe. Because Santa will beat you. This is like a warning.
Right.
I will beat you.
Although at least it's potentially useful, because if you are, you know, if you are acting out, like, you know, the bundle of sticks or the coal... It'll at least help your parents, since they probably do need it.
Always. Like, I got coal once. Yeah. It's not going to help my family.
A small bundle of sticks does not heat your home.
Well, no, but it can act as a... Yes, it can act as a starter. Look, Santa's silly. I don't know. I don't...
So you don't like Santa, Daniel?
I don't. I am the war on Christmas.
Why don't you like Santa?
Because he's an absurd icon.
Yeah, we did not do Santa in my house when I was little, because he was explained to me, and I was like, so you're telling me that there's an old man who can see into my room and can get in when he wants to.
Right.
And this is me as, like, this tall.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, nope, no Santa. There's no Santa. There's no Santa. Sorry, Tristan. There's no Santa. There's just no Santa.
Yeah.
No Santa.
Right. And if I'm good, this old man will give me presents, and he's always watching me?
Yes.
Can I be a cam girl?
Right. Yeah. It's... pretty close, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
But I did find this quote, and I think this guy is honestly a member of the Fraternal Order of Real Bearded Santas. Mm-hmm. His name is Jonathan Meath. And he says, Santa's really the only cultural icon who we have whose male does not carry a gun and is all about peace, joy, giving, and caring about other people.
True.
You're good with that?
Well, what?
I mean, it's true, but... Yeah. Why is he our... That is not my male exemplar.
It's depressing that he's the only, you know, like, icon of that sort.
Yeah.
Because even Uncle Sam is more often than not, you know...
What do you say, even Uncle Sam? Uncle Sam is, like, the most violent of all.
Yes.
I wouldn't call him an icon.
No, but that's the weird, like... The weird cultural idea of him is as, like, oh, he's us and he's good... So even though he's always exhorting us to go kill somebody, like he's not seen as an...
Well, no, keep going.
Oh, yeah.
But I have, As a digression, did any of you see that video of an eagle attacking
Donald Trump? I didn't watch it yet. No.
I saw the headline and that was enough.
I saw gifs of it and it makes me so happy because that was not a setup. Like, he thought the eagle was going to behave and the eagle's like, no, I have to eat your head. You look just like delicious eggs. I can't not do this.
That's awesome. Yeah. I do plan to watch it at some point, but
I wonder if it was like
stupid fat face just
yeah.
A trained eagle? Can you get trained eagles? I assume.
Well, more or less. Yeah. But still, yeah. They're wild animals, and they understand when they see prey.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ben Franklin warned us against using them as an example for a good reason. They're cranky and of ill character, apparently.
So they're perfect icons.
Turkey?
Well, that's the story, yeah.
Turkeys are also very ill-tempered.
But it's true, but smart.
And delicious. What?
Turkeys
are smart.
Wild turkeys are actually pretty clever.
Yeah, they're
okay, but
insane.
Our turkeys are dumb.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about domesticated turkeys. Yeah, they didn't exist yet.
Right. I wish he could have seen them.
They're so mean.
So that'll be why we build a time machine, is to go back and be like huh? Well, what, Ben Franklin? What? Look at this thing.
And it can't even stand up. Look at it.
Aww.
The breast meat is so delicious. Though.
Occasionally, they try to get guys to mate with them because they don't understand how you're supposed to anymore. Like, they don't really mate in nature anymore. I was reading a book about like one group that were trying
turkeys?
No, just turkeys, like not wild turkeys.
Yeah,
like,
wild turkeys
not
just mess
yeah
up.
They'll do whatever they want, but
fuck.
Like domesticated turkeys don't reproduce naturally,
right? Well, yeah, a lot of farm animals
because they don't let them get near each other.
Yeah, but like I was reading a book that they were teaching that like they had a couple more heritage breeds to try and actually get a breeding flock.
Yeah.
And one of the turkeys was going to heat, and I guess and there's so little information, like, they were trying to figure out, like, what was happening, like, is it sick, like, what's happening, because no one had seen a turkey in heat, like, ever, recently. And she found, like, some really old book about it, and so she took it out, like, because it was sick outside, and it started trying to hit on, like, her husband, because they were like,
fairness, cats do that too.
That's true.
That's true.
Because it was sort of like
almost any animal, when it gets in heat, does not give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Except it wasn't doing anything with the other turkeys.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, but you must be a good mate, because my mother, the person who hand-raised me, picked you as a mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You're probably a pretty good choice.
Exactly.
But I've definitely had cats do that to me, and
aww.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm not sticking my
My calico, who was a spayed female before she had ever gone into heat, would still periodically display like the behaviors again, even having never actually like
cat went into heat, and she was trying to get our boy cat to do something about it, but he had been neutered like years and years before, and he's like, leave me the fuck alone, I don't know what you want.
Yep. Staying out of this one.
Eventually she had to like lock the a male and a female turkey together, and they figure it out. Do some sessions. And they baby
turkeys. Show some pictures.
Exactly.
Diagrams.
Just like the panda porn.
Yeah.
Panda porn. Oh, is that a thing?
It is.
That is absolutely a thing.
And special music and everything.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wow.
Special music? Yeah. There's cat music.
Pandas are special.
Pandas are special.
Yeah.
They are special.
It's shocking that they've survived in the wild to this point.
Yeah, I only learned about the whole, like, technically carnivores thing like relatively recently, and it's just like, wait, really?
Yeah, they're carnivores?
Yeah,
well,
technically
they're
they really can't process bamboo very well at all.
Yeah.
Aww. I thought that was more just no one could process bamboo
also
well.
True. Also true.
Yeah.
Aww. Do they eat any, like,
no,
they won't, they'll only eat bamboo though, right?
Yeah,
if you
yeah.
give them meat, they'll eat meat.
Okay.
They just don't hunt. They're too lazy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, but they're ancestors.
Should we actually help these things survive?
Occasionally, occasionally sloths grab their own arm and fall to their deaths because they thought it was a tree branch.
Oh, that's sad.
Occasionally squirrels do that too.
Aww.
I feel less sorry for squirrels. I feel like they deserve it.
There are more of them, at
least. I feel
least,
like a
so.
Squirrel would survive better.
So I have this other story. It's a terrible, terrible story. It's one of the worst stories that I have. But here it is. I was out on a stroll, and there were these two squirrels that were chasing each other around, and then it became clear that they were chasing each other around for a very specific purpose.
Mm.
And they were having fun up in the branch, and they fell, and one of them managed to, like, grab hold with this one hand. It was like in a goddamn fucking movie. And the other one's, like, holding onto his tail, like, don't let go! No! Hold on! No! And they fell. And one of them was okay and ran up the tree. The other one, his little spine got broke.
Oh,
wow.
And so he kind of, like, managed to drag himself to the base of the tree. And the other one's, like, up in the tree going, but I haven't come yet. not done with you. And the one at the bottom's like,
aww.
And then I had to get my ex to kill the one at the bottom.
Yeah.
That it's the only... It's the right
I mean,
thing.
It was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
But still, I'm like, I know that that's the right thing to do. And I'm going to go find somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We saw a squirrel dying in the road. And I got out of the car to check on it because to make sure that it was dying. But by the time I got back in my car, it was dead.
Yeah.
So I did run it over extra to just be 100% sure. But
I heard about a frog. And they literally can reproduce after death. Like,
wow.
The males will pile on top of a female and kill her. And then they will masturbate or whatever on her eggs. And this is a viable strategy. Like, this happens so much in antiquity that this became a way that they can reproduce is by straight up, gangbanging a girl frog to death and then ejaculating on her eggs.
Yeah, well, because that's the important part, is the eggs just have to come out.
Yeah, and they will actually, one will just grab the female and just squeeze her until the eggs pop out. Just squeeze her.
I guess, like...
It works.
It
and
works
the
with
only...
fish, too, right? Technically?
Yeah, but like, I guess this frog, it especially works.
Yeah.
Like, it is designed for that. Your whole purpose is... Yeah, that's squeeze
that's
those
so
eggs
depressing.
Out. But yeah, and like the male frogs will even like just like squeeze her just the right way that the eggs pop out.
Poor
nature
poor
is horrible.
Frogs. Yeah.
Tell me about your creationism now. Why did God do that?
Because God's an asshole?
God is an asshole. You must
God
believe in the demigod.
Yeah, there's no way that you can have a deity exist that without it being the worst thing in the world with reality as like evidence.
Unless you have multiple facets.
No, but that's still just like shifting blame.
Yeah, exactly. But then you can blame everything on one person. I have, like, 10 good guys.
The Krampus.
Exactly.
Be like, no, Santa's just nothing but benevolence. But that Hornet guy over there, he's the bad one. Well, he did all the bad things.
Right, and see, that's the structure of Santa implies the Krampus. And thus is...
Because a god who both giveth and taketh away is a prick.
Yes. You can't just be good to... You have to be good to the waiter, too. Otherwise, you're a bad person.
It's true. Yeah. That is absolutely true.
Yep. And you have to recommend restaurants with fish salads or whatever.
Please tell that story. No. It's not a reference so
we
much.
We were at dinner today with Tom's mom and father, and she was showing us about this meal that she had. And she had a picture on her phone that she was showing us, and then the waitress came by and she showed her and also pimped this other restaurant.
Yeah, and I never felt more, I mean, you know.
Never?
I'm sure you felt way more awkward.
I stopped myself, yes. I felt awkward more so than that. If we remember the pumpkin pie story from an earlier podcast.
Yes.
But it was definitely like, Mom, that's very sweet and all, but she doesn't care.
But of the things your mom might have done, that's in the more benevolent category.
It's true.
Yep.
So
and the weird things your mom sometimes talks about.
Just because she doesn't listen to the podcast doesn't mean we can insult her.
That's
So I had a friend in high school, and she, this was before I was very sexually active, and per the conversation about oral sex, she said, smells like fish, tastes like chicken, plug your nose and keep on licking. I'm like, whoa. We are never doing anything, you
yes.
and I.
Yes. Like, I can't think of a less appetizing way to be introduced to the concept, like, as with limericks and or rhymes. Just...
I mean, isn't that the highest seduction technique?
Limericks? Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, I forgive you. For not using limericks.
For being bad? Is that something I'm missing? Should I work on my limerick game?
Please, please, dear God, do not.
There once was a Shoggoth from Lost... I don't know.
You already missed your...
There once was a man from Kentucket.
I don't know the rest of it.
Something.
Suck it.
Fuck it.
Or a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah. All options. I don't know if it is the normal one. But, you know, I'm sure we can make bucket dirty, too.
Yeah.
As we've learned about Homestuck.
Why is that still a thing?
I don't know. I don't know why it was ever a thing. As far as I can tell, it's just a bad webcomic.
No, we should do a website, or we should do... No, we should do a podcast on it, so we can, like...
What the fuck are we talking about?
Homestuck. There... Have you heard about Homestuck?
It's a
bad webcomic.
Oh, yeah,
with
it's
trolls.
Like a... I don't understand it.
Gray with little candy corn horns.
If you ever...
And apparently, if you see one carrying around a bucket, you shouldn't put something in it because that's sexual.
Yes.
Oh. Hmm.
You know, although... as we enter the open chalice and we penetrate it with the... Yeah.
Yeah, the
which we only know because Tom did that too.
Yes, I put a business card in a girl's bucket, and I guess she thought that was the height of flirtation, and
nice.
I was terrified.
Huh.
I'm like, no, just buy my things.
But you know, it's its own form of flirtation.
Yes. Well, that is an option. I don't think any of us have tried yet. Is just yelling at people as they pass by.
Oh basically. Yes, I have.
Good.
There you
okay,
go.
I haven't witnessed it yet.
How did that work?
Yeah,
quite well, actually.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure. I don't want to be sexist here, but a lot of women, if they're just like "fuck me now," I'm down.
Yeah. You better not be Tom.
I'm not.
But or at
I'm
least
a
yes, you have
man.
You have to get consent first. It's
yeah,
consent. You know, at least sure I mean, if you someone board. Says "fuck me now," that's sort of consent in that case.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
But
I was just saying. Like,
I think you probably would be averse.
He would have to get consent from you before.
Yeah. Unless it's, well, that's a guy. Guy from Panic at the Disco.
I'm not going to have sex with the guy from Panic at the Disco.
You're allowed, though.
I don't want to.
Is it
are
just
you
pick
sure?
a random human that he has no attraction to give him permission to fuck?
No.
Is that what I got here?
He's very attractive. He thinks so, too.
Oh, poor Tom.
I like how this is a transferable skill.
If he were having sex with an attractive female, that would be better than, like, Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Or James Dean, who's a dick.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, man. So, apparently, speaking of, his defense is basically, I was just following orders. Like, that's actually what he said, is I was following directions.
Anally raped that woman, okay?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Did she say no? Forget her. She's a woman in porn. That's implied consent.
But were there... I'm sure there were some situations that weren't in the porn studio, right? Or no?
I haven't...
Because that...
Really been
that role.
Digging into the details because, like, for me, it's enough that these women have come forward and made the accusation and I'm not interested in the details necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just like, if even if it was a valid argument, which it isn't, that would completely just like go against that.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, Stoya's accusation specifically, I believe, was about a non, you know, a non scene or work situation. Yeah, it's been like a great time to dig up all the argument or you know all the things about why you have to explain why, you know, yes you can be raped if you're in a relationship, yes you can, it's possible to be raped if you're married to somebody, yes if you're a sex worker it's still rape.
It is not theft of services. Don't make me punch you like Santa.
No.
Aww.
Right.
Maybe that's what Santa needs to be co-opted for.
Yes. Yes.
Santa porn or punching?
No,
porn?
No. Santa punching.
James Dean.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. I approve of that meme. Let us start that now.
Yes. Santa punching James Dean.
Santa punching people. I'm against.
Well, yes, we can have him punch Cosby. You we can have him punch James Dean.
Well, I would say people of my political and moral bent.
Okay. Maybe we can make Santa a slightly different color so that it can be like a specific, you know.
Right. Like, if I'm punching you because I find you obnoxious, he has ruddy cheeks. If he's punching you because you're morally abhorrent, maybe like he has a rosy nose. Mm. Like, just change the meme up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like, remember how there was the meme where The Rock, like a picture of The Rock smiling, would interrupt like pornographic pictures?
No.
Maybe
no.
You don't remember this meme, but it happened.
No, it's 100% plausible, and my brain generated about 10 different ones.
Right, and it's just, you know, The Rock smiling right in front of that scene.
Oh, Rock Blocks.
Rock Blocks! Yes, that's a beautiful
because he would
name.
Be blocking the explicit part sometimes.
Right. There, like that, and just too. Like Santa throwing a punch.
That was another good one.
It is canon. It should happen.
Yeah.
Mm. Or are we Santa in a canon?
I'm sure that's been done.
Can you put canon in a canon?
You can put canon in a canon, yes.
They're spelled differently.
Like that little canon that was in that movie that we saw.
Oh, yes. Okay.
See?
That's right. I was like, wait,
took him a while,
tiny
but he
cannons?
Got there.
No, I remember
it
the
was like
tiny
a little
canon
puppy cannon.
That
aww.
Chased yeah. Buster Keaton around.
It was on a leash, even. There's this one show that I do that's in an expo center, and somebody went in with keys and scrabbled pretty much all of Ulysses on the bathroom stall doors. It's fucking amazing.
Holy shit.
That is beautiful.
I know, isn't it?
Wow.
It's like a chapter on each door, so you can sit in one, and then the next time you go in, you
make your way around.
I mean, you have to take really long shits. But,
oh,
yeah. I think you'd want to then.
Yeah, I would usually actually go to the show early and
just to like hang out in there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Once when I was working for security, we came across someone like vandalized the bathroom. I thought it was awesome. But basically it was like a huge, like it wasn't artwork, which is a shame, but it just said like sit and think about your life or whatever and just big black letters around the toilet. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't very happy about it. I'm like, I think it's fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the young lady? I'm not quite certain where it was, but she was protesting. I'm sure she was doing like a Black Lives Matter sort of thing. And okay. She left the protest, made up a Twitter account saying that she was going to shoot people, and then went back to the protest and showed people the attacks they were getting. And like, I guess they quickly are like, no, you did that. We have proof that you did that. We're bringing you up on charges. And I'm like, now everyone's going to think all of the threats against protesters are that.
Reddit blew up with that one. And then, but again, like it's the same as when, you know, we keep having these conservative folk being like, oh, my car was keyed with these messages. And then, you know, a week later, the FBI is like, it was they did it.
And that's what I suspect happened with Rachel Dolezal, where she was getting hate mail. And they're like, listen, only two people could have gotten there. And no, there's no stamp on that. So it was either you or the postman. I don't think it was the postman.
Yeah. Well,
is there any new information about her? Is she just
disappeared?
She
faded from public consciousness except for mine.
Which I think is perfectly fine. Like, there really wasn't much more to that story to go over.
I almost felt bad. It's like, you
hopefully
clearly
she
have
got
a lot
help.
Like, you have some personality issues that you should deal with on your own. I hope you get the help you need. Please stop.
But that does always happen, though, with like these movements for equality and basic human rights. Is like the tiniest sliver of, you know, impropriety on their end will be used to discredit the entire movement, even though, you know, the opposition or the actual oppressing thing will do whatever it wants and it doesn't matter.
Isn't Russia maybe that they have a social media thing that like specifically complains about Putin like in the most annoying way possible, so people are more pro-Putin?
Russia and China both. Okay. I don't know if it's China so much.
They both have like dedicated institutions for, you know, managing online issues,
which is amazing in a way.
But we have them over here too. It's just over here, and much like, you know, the rest of America, they're corporate entities that can be bought by anybody with enough money.
I heard on a podcast, I don't have enough details to make this a compelling story, I know that, but a guy was researching the Russian institution. I'm going to call them the professional trolls. Yeah. And basically the trolls knew what he was doing, set up this whole thing where he's like, oh, look at all this amazing evidence I have. And then they're like, nope, that was all made up. And like discredited him so hard that he's like, I have no credibility anymore. How did you do that? And everyone's like, oh, you made up this conspiracy theory. He's like, but I didn't. I swear, how did you do that? And like, they knew, they were like four steps ahead of him at all times where he thought he was in control. And they're like, no, we're way better at this.
Well, they've
been practicing for a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, it's their job.
Yeah.
Well, that it's especially with, you know, researcher types, if you feed them what they're looking for, it's very easy to just, like, you know, assume it's true because it's what you want.
Yeah.
It takes a very strong will to, you know, second guess that.
Is it true that Putin has illegalized memes of him?
It probably.
I don't know. Even if he's shirtless on a horse or whatever?
Yes. Which only inspired meme makers to make more memes. Yeah. Which is probably what he wanted.
I mean, he's clearly a relatively smart dude since he was big deal in you know, the KGB prior to his career as president for life. But at the same time, like, it's really hard to tell, like, how much of that is on purpose, you know, the current sort of, you know, how many wheels within wheels of managing his
wheels within wheels. Is he an angel?
No,
he's a horseman of the apocalypse. Haven't you seen him shirtless? Yes.
But wheels within wheels means he's an angel.
Yeah, it means he's a theophan, yes.
There are
of the choir
wheels, but
I was referencing biblical angels.
I know.
Trust me, he knows.
Yeah. I don't remember their name, but I remember them.
Once I was studying angelic languages. And, like, there was some guys that they, like, were at least, like, they went into trance, I don't know. Hmm. And they came up with angelic, like, contacted an angel, created a thing.
No, Francis Barrett is the guy that I keep thinking is John Dee.
Okay.
I don't remember this that clearly. But then, like, basically each time, then, like, another angel would be like, no, this is how you do it. And, like, just, like, messing with him.
See, that's why you gotta get it on golden plates that you read with special 3D glasses inside of that. That's the real angelic language.
No. You starve yourself for a week, and then you talk to the moon serpent in a cave in the middle of nowhere that's below body temp, so that...
I'm gonna stop you right there. The ideal way is you fuck underage girls until you pass out, and then you have them blow you till you wake up, and you repeat this until you start hearing the angelic language.
Yeah, no, that's the right way. The moon serpent just told me. She was like, wait, yes, that's...
That sounds strong. Much more fun.
Yes, yeah. Clearly.
I'm not sure that does sound like fun.
No!
No, not...
A lot of things Carly did like did not shape. Sound fun. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that wouldn't be fun after a while.
No, but Crowley.
Maybe he's just Crowley a masochist.
He was. Yeah. No, he definitely was.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, he was very much into self-punishment. Because
especially if the self-punishment came at the mouths of several girls.
Yes, or cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yes, I to show my mastery of myself, I will have mounds of cocaine at all times, and then somehow not notice that I'm failing entirely at controlling myself.
It's not unlike...
It's easy to not notice that you're failing if you're on mounds of cocaine.
Yes, yes. It's not unlike Gandhi, who's like, you know what? Just to prove how good I am, I'm going to sleep naked with young girls.
That was actually... That was kind of a thing that saints would do as well, depending on whether, you know, my sources on the proliferation of tantric lore are accurate or not. But that's a test that a lot of saints would do is, you know, to prove their purity is to.
But that's one hell of a pickup line, yes. Sweetie. Also, I'm not gonna.
But you can't be a saint until after you're dead, right?
Well, not necessarily. But
you can
don't,
you can be planning on being a saint.
Yes, right. If you don't come, it doesn't count.
So if I don't come, is that one of my miracles so I can be a saint? Do I just not come three times and I get to be a saint?
I don't. Now, even though that might seem like a miraculous feat, I don't think it counts because anybody can do it.
Or I could be like St. Augustine where I fuck a lot. Yeah. And then I'm like, I'm so sorry, I fucked a lot. Yeah. Can I be a saint now? And they're like, yeah.
That's the good thing about the Christ part is you get to, you know, you get to overcome any of your wrongdoings as long as you're a white male.
True.
And you know, Jesus is good with that.
Follow up question: is Jesus a white male?
Well, no, but yes. It, depending,
he's white now.
Yes,
just like Santa went from being a Turkish
as
guy.
As above, so below, then he'd be white man.
Right.
Right.
Plenary indulgence, isn't that right? Which you hold true on earth, I will hold true in heaven. Jesus has become a white man,
And maybe a raptor.
It's possible Jesus might be a raptor now.
Well, hey, look.
Don't you want to be greeted with raptor Jesus when you die?
Yes.
Look, it's not. We were going too far. Let's not joke about raptor Jesus, all right? That's.
Some things are still sacred.
His talons embrace you.
Did you hear? So you're not supposed to have headgear in your driver's license photo unless it's of religious importance.
Yes, yes, I know.
So she had a colander on her head.
That
was
like
Pastafarian.
15 years ago.
Really? I just heard it yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it happened again.
Maybe it just
happens all the time.
Oh, it's probably the same.
It does happen all the time.
Probably a different state.
But my main problem is, if you're a Pastafarian, you're not supposed to be wearing colander. You're supposed to be wearing pirate gear. Right?
Well, hey, some...
I mean, I guess you can guess you can practice however
maybe
you want.
Maybe that's like Orthodox.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, clearly there's a sect.
I mean, the colander thing is like 15 years old.
Okay.
So, I think at this point it's canon.
I think
I'd still rather wear pirate gear.
I think it's amazing. Personally. The whole Flying Spaghetti Monster was just one guy who made like a jerk-off website and it took off.
Yep.
Like,
that's what all religions are.
I know.
Why are you surprised by that?
Except they're not usually a website.
Well, that's because websites didn't exist
before. What's his face
and
the
Scientology
shit?
Yeah.
John Parsons?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
They're all one crazy man.
That's true.
Occasionally one crazy lady.
One thing I've learned is way more weird stuff than I knew I would have talking knowing you.
Yeah.
I was telling my mom about Aleister Crowley and Jack Parsons.
Jack Parsons is my boy. He blew up. He blew up in the basement, I think with his mom. No, shortly after his mom died, so they think it was a suicide thing. Or it was magic.
Right.
And he just fucked it up real big.
Yeah, well.
Or he thought it was magic.
Yeah.
And was just wrong.
Yeah.
He did the hymn to Pan before every rocket launch, which is awesome.
Did he do it with real pan flutes? Because.
He might have.
Because you see each of the...
He was a pretty cool guy.
Well,
he was a pretty interesting guy.
Different
things.
No.
I'm pretty sure he lost his wife or girlfriend to L. Ron Hubbard, so how cool can he be?
Wow.
Yeah, he got totally taken by L. Ron Hubbard before it was cool.
Aww.
So he's a hipster.
Yeah, he was totally... He has the hipster mustache. It's totally true.
Is hipster still a thing? Because I don't see many hipsters around Red Hook anymore.
Yes,
I mostly see skateboarders.
Yeah.
It's still popular. Okay.
Yeah, they might stay on campus.
Maybe.
But I mean, we still have goths.
Maybe
we've
locked them
like,
up.
We're way past the period where that was supposed to be a thing.
I definitely saw like Hot Topic goths at the mall the other day.
Yeah.
Aren't
I was
they
slightly
adorable?
Confused by where they got their clothes because Hot Topic does not sell those clothing anymore.
No, well, it's moved on to other
it's
specialty
vintage.
Things. Yeah.
They're hipster goths.
Except that those clothes don't last long enough to be vintage.
But no, that's
like,
that's why it's surprising.
I have
a couple. Somebody probably found like an old truck full of like Hot Topic gear that hadn't been opened or exposed to air yet, and then
because it degrades the minute it hits air,
pretty much.
It degrades the minute you wash it.
Yeah,
it's true.
You could probably get away with that.
See, that's why goths...
My ex also had clothing that couldn't be exposed to light.
Okay.
I was going to say, that's why goths have to stay in the dark.
Yeah, I don't even actually know what it was made out of, but we had special bags
for
his night going out clothes.
That's amazing.
Yeah that's cool. Also a level of dedication to like
he dress was a very that. Stylish man.
I don't doubt that.
This is how I shop. I send pictures to my ex.
just be like, is this okay?
Yeah.
Amber knew someone who he was colorblind, and he would just buy whatever the mannequins were wearing.
Yeah, I heard about something. Yeah. I'm not sure if I knew them personally, but I definitely heard of that as a story.
Yeah. I'm going to steal that and put it in books at some point.
It's a good idea. Yeah. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I sort of think I should do it.
But. Yeah. I did know of a artist who was colorblind, and his like wife picked out mixed the paints or whatever for him to some extent, or laid them out so he knew which color was which. And he was up late working or something, and she came back the next morning, and like it was a painting like he needed to have done, but he had painted the dog bright blue.
What's wrong with that?
It was beautiful because it was probably like a landscape or something, but still. So she had to get him to fix that.
Oh.
There are a surprising number of colorblind artists.
Is that why we have a show Blue's Clues?
Probably not.
Oh.
No, but what about the blue dots? Dog? Yes, the dots are connected.
Maybe.
Well, there is the blue dog.
It all makes sense.
I put together the clues.
Or the magenta blue. Magenta dog.
There you go. Who's
a boy and Blue's the girl?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't talking about that. Fuck your gender binary. I was talking about... Whatever. There is a blue dog. There's an illustrator who does the blue dog thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe after that he was like, no, fuck this. I want to draw blue dogs.
Yeah,
maybe.
What are you going to do? I'm the artist. It's my vision.
Except then he'd accidentally paint them a different color sometimes.
Which could be okay, too. Yeah. That could be the thing. The blue dog is just a bright color.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color.
Wasn't there a theory that Rembrandt was colorblind? Because if you color correct his pictures, then they look like they're no longer the bright, vibrant colors. They look proper.
Rembrandt does not use any bright colors.
Did I say Rembrandt?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Van Gogh.
Maybe.
That is the theory I heard.
Believe I've
people
heard
always that. Make theories up. So
yeah, that,
yeah.
This is all right.
One of the impressionists.
That I think it was, if you're like, trying had to come an up eye with somebody, issue. You're probably coming up with Cezanne. Like, no. There's no reason that Van Gogh also does not use bright colors.
Sunflowers.
The
sunflowers are not bright colors, they're mustard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to look into this. I'll link it in the show notes if I'm right. Otherwise I'll cut this out.
Okay, cool.
No, I probably
there was it. Definitely one of the impressionists. He had an eye issue. And then when they like fixed it or something, he like hated his paintings. It might have been an episode of House. There was a guy who had like a mental issue. Mm-hmm. So he was a painter though, so he had some good paintings. But then he had this whole stash of really bad paintings because of his brain issue, like when it messed up. So that was how they solved that.
Well, there's kind of been this meme of in the actual cultural event sense of artists being terrified of like going to therapy or taking psychotropic drugs because it might ruin. This is even something Dan Harmon has said before, like when he was. Before he broke down and was like, okay, fine, I need help. Like he would very often say that he was worried that he would lose his creative spark if he got fixed.
I straight up told my therapist, it's like, I'm going to take your pill so long as it actually lets me keep writing. If I can't write, I'm going to tell you that I'm not going to take the pill ever again.
Yeah.
Well, and similarly, like a lot of artists think that they have to get drunk, or, well, not a lot, but that was also a meme, was, I can't, I need to be drunk to work well, and
like my apparent ex now dead husband Scott Weiland, who I apparently wrote a letter about.
There's a picture.
Apparently, I look like his ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. I needed some context.
Yeah,
I'll link it in the show notes with a picture of Amber.
This whole letter about like don't romanticize him because like he was like a mess. We shouldn't romanticize artists and stuff and musicians who can't like manage to actually say their lyrics and like videotape it saying like now they're art because they can't function as a person.
Yeah. We want to destroy those people, though. We want to see them self-destruct. Would we care so much about Kurt Cobain if he hadn't died at 27?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, unless he went through a meltdown, but...
I think that we would still care about him if he hadn't died at 27, but if he kept singing and just kept singing the same thing over and over again, we would have stopped caring about him.
Yeah.
But if at 27 he'd been like, you know what? No, I'm going to be an accountant. Yeah. That would have been okay.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fine, because that's still a kind of destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah. We accept that. Yeah.
But nobody wants somebody to just fizzle out. Fizzling's not good for you.
Yeah, but either way, like, even if you're doing the same thing at 47 that you're doing at 27, you're a failure.
I went to the most terrifying art show. Okay. Oh, my God. So, I went to this, I was going to a different show. Museum had this show as well. I'm not going to say the name of the artist for any number of reasons, but it was a retrospective. Mm-hmm. And I went, and I, like I said, I was going to this other show, so I had not done any research on this. I had no idea what I was looking at. And the work was gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful, and it was beautiful, and it was beautiful. And finally, I started reading the signs. And it started from when he was 18. Yeah. And now he's 70-odd. You cannot tell the difference.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Between the pieces at 18 and the pieces at 70-odd. It's like the surface texture is slightly different.
Right, probably because materials changed over time. But
wow.
It was so disgustingly terrifying.
Yeah.
Even Garfield has changed.
Exactly.
It's true, yes.
I mean, and it might be that they had deliberately picked pieces that were similar.
Well, but even so.
It was...
Yeah.
Was, were they like landscapes or something? Like, what were they of? Okay. Like, I kind of imagine that if it was like really boring subject matter.
Well, but I don't think anyone paints boring subject matter on purpose.
Oh, sure. Lots of people paint.
Bob Ross.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, lots of people paint boring things on purpose.
Work of Bob Ross.
But is it stuff that they think is boring?
Yeah, no, they do. Really? A lot of people are self-aware.
Yeah.
They paint shit for tourists.
Yes, if for selling, maybe. But yeah, but like I feel like, you know, if you're painting the exact same thing for 70 years, like...
You would flip out and then have to paint something spectacular because you spent 60-odd years being a fraud.
And maybe this man also makes spectacular work and that just wasn't what was in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was just like, holy fuck.
Yeah. This is... It'd be funny if they were just, like, mislabeled because the curator didn't know.
It really felt like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's no... okay, so the pieces are slightly bigger.
Yeah. Wow.
He figured how to increase size.
And, like, he was consistently working through that period of time, right? Wow.
There was a period in the middle where they looked a little different.
Yeah, I feel like that would almost be harder, too, like to maintain the exact same thing, unless that really is just, like, the plateau of where your ability is.
Well, I mean, his ability, they were gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But same.
Wow.
Have you ever seen Picasso's work through the ages?
Yes.
I'm sure you have, actually. But, you know, he was drawing, like, brilliantly beautiful photorealistic. Yeah, photorealistic things when he's like 12 or 13. And then, you know, near the end of his life, he's like, I took my entire life to learn how to draw like a child.
Well, that's an actual quote. But
yeah,
you have to learn the rules before you can break the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to be able to render before you can be Rothko.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Rothko's not interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever someone's like, oh, well, my kid could have done that. No, they couldn't.
Right. And like, also, even if they could make that one particular thing, they couldn't make something interesting that didn't exist before.
Right. Yeah. Well, similar, remember we watched that documentary on the voice actors, like the guy who does Porky Pig now was talking about how, like, people don't understand the difference between being able to say the line versus being able to say anything in the character voice.
True.
Like, it's that same, if you don't understand the underlying properties, you can't.
And that's why job security.
Yeah, and that's
really hard to be.
He finishes it with, like, and... Like, he explains exactly how you do it. He's like, and no one can do that, and that's why I have job security.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's like, step by step, this is how I do it. This is how it is right, done.
The exact language structure of, like, what syllable you
Porking the pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have enough trouble speaking gibberish, so I can do that.
Yeah.
But that would you could get a career in evangelical, preaching by speaking in tongues. Because it's...
That's not a career I particularly want.
No. It can be lucrative, but no.
Lots of things can be lucrative.
Like murder.
Murder has...
Mugging is really better than murder if you're going for...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Murder, like, it really cuts into your profit margins.
It depends on if you're a soldier or not.
Soldiers get paid dick.
That's true.
You really need to go for officer for that.
Yeah, or you know, private contractor. Mm-hmm. But even then, you're still going to be making way less than you know.
True.
The contractor itself. You just get better equipment.
Want to be a murderer?
Soldier of Fortune assassin.
What?
In Soldier of Fortune magazine, they advertise for assassins.
Wow.
Yeah, well, South American countries. I do remember when I was like 18, 17, somewhere around there, like seeing like valid ads for training to become a security guard in South America, like a full training regimen and sign-on bonus. And
it's pretty
like,
awesome.
Yeah, you basically just had to be able to qualify to, like, you know, if you could be drafted in the military, they would take you, essentially.
Wow.
Or not drafted, but like if you'd be able to pass like, you know, basic entrance exams for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which is way harder than, you know, when you have to draw that picture of the turtle to get into art school.
Yeah.
No, it's easy. You draw the oval and then you draw the rest of the fucking turtle.
It's a hemisphere for a turtle. The oval's the owl.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Well, it depends the angle you're looking at the turtle at.
Fair enough.
If you turn the turtle upside down, does it become the owl?
No, it's still a turtle.
Okay. If you take a turtle and draw an owl on it, then isn't it an owl?
Okay, so if you're in a desert and you find a turtle and it's on its back, do you help it, Daniel?
What do you mean? I don't understand. why don't I flip it over?
Yeah, wouldn't you just flip it over? I'd eat it.
Yeah. Definitely.
All that delicious turtle underbelly.
Yeah,
you failed not only the void camp test but like humanity.
I mean, you're in the like.
I know you eat the turtle.
Yeah,
you eat it, and then you use its shell to collect liquid.
Do
there's not much in there.
There's still do.
You can probably
there's a good amount of do.
Yeah. Make a helmet.
You stop it from, you know, absorbing into the sand.
Okay. Yeah,
drink it.
What you do is you put the turtle shell down. You jump on it once. It'll start moving. You hop on top of it. Then you could just slide.
It would be good to have a sled. You need two turtles.
Yes! Strap one on each foot.
Yeah. Mm. It's like roller skates, but turtles.
And when they find your corpse, they'll be so amused.
Be like, oh, yes. We've perhaps found the ancient evidence that the precursor to Mario Brothers.
Yep.
It all makes sense now.
Yep.
I think there was some planet where it basically had the Mickey Mouse circles. And they're like, prior art! So now Disney no longer has the copyright on that because there's prior art.
The three circles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How complex is that? But they'll sue your pants off if you draw those three circles.
Well, also only because they've been influencing copyright culture to extend it to infinity
for
no good reason, even though it vastly destroys.
No good reason?
Well, the good reason is profit.
And money. Yeah,
but that's not a good reason.
Capitalism.
It's a good reason for them.
It's a limited good reason, but
it's the reason for most things.
Even Walt Disney, he improved as an artist by getting other people to draw for him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in that their whole art
he's a very good
now
manager.
Yeah.
Now there have always been art factories. Yeah.
I know, but there are especially art factories, and they're totally
there are not more art factories now than there used to be at all.
Fine.
I'm gonna stop that one.
Okay,
sorry.
I accept it. There are still art factories, and they're very public about it, and people are still like, no, you made the art. Like,
yeah, that was my job for years.
See?
I was a fabricator. It was a great job. I loved it.
And you get no credit, but you get a wage, right?
Yeah, I got a wage.
Cool.
I had a 401k and health insurance and paid vacation.
That's the least artistic thing I've ever heard.
It was amazing.
Job stability is not artistic.
I heard about an artist, a guy who like he had like long hair and everything, and he was applying for like a graphic design job or something. Mm-hmm. So he got like clean cut, got a suit or whatever to go to the interview, and they didn't hire him because he wasn't artsy enough.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah.
I worked at an educational publishing company, and the head of art department broke like all of the clothing rules that I had to follow and could just do whatever he wanted because he was the artist. And I'm like,
well, he's your boss. The boss gets to do what the boss
wants.
Well,
he wasn't he was a totally different department, but he got to do whatever he wanted because he was the head of the art department. And I'm like, but I want to at least wear jeans. They're like, nope, you can't wear jeans. People might come in. I'm like, the door is locked. Literally no one can get in without a code.
Yeah, that same job, I was the only fabricator, for most of the time. I mean, sometimes somebody else would come in. So I had my own big space. There's the door, there was my space, and then the office was all on the other side of the door. So I never actually had to see anybody over there. And I rode my bike. So
that sounds so nice.
It was wonderful. And so I never dressed at all appropriately. Yeah. And they forgot to tell me that they were having a documentary film. And so I'm literally in my underwear.
It's great.
Yeah.
What is the name of is this documentary out? Can we see this?
No. If you want to see me in my underpants, you have to do it differently.
Yeah. Different set of steps.
I have a friend who lets slip that she is in Toxic Avenger 4 topless. And I'm like, wait, really? I kind of want to see the movie, but now I'm like, I don't want to see your breast per se. But the fact, like, I want to see you in a movie now. And you're topless, so I have to accept that. And I'm like, how do I approach you in a way like, tell me how I see this. Like, are you in the background of a scene? Are you foreground?
Want to see where you are.
Of like Amber was in
I could ask it, but...
You could. Amber was in this movie, Niagara, and I'm like, really?
Which I saw before I met Amber at all, because that was like one of the last movies I watched with my ex before we moved out.
Which I'm surprised, because I didn't
I didn't know anyone had seen that.
Right! Yeah.
Although I do have a VHS copy from someone else who had it already.
Yeah, but I found the entire thing on YouTube. The minute you let that slip, I don't think you were in the room with me. I'm like, oh, really? And I quickly found it on YouTube. And I found, I'm like, where's the mall? Where's the mall? There's the mall. And I watched the scene and I saw you in the background. I'm like, yep, there she is.
I'm pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Me and my mom, my sister's too short, but she's there.
Yeah. So. But it's still like, oh, there's this thing. Even though you were 11 or 12, I'm like, look, there you are.
Nine.
I think. I don't know. All I know is Robin Tunney from The Craft and Elliot from E.T. are in that movie. And it involves Tourette's.
And it makes me have a bacon number of, three.
Yeah, you have a bacon number of, three.
Yeah.
It's also not a very good depiction of Tourette's.
No, it's terrible. No,
it's such a bad movie.
It's also, it's also a terrible movie on top of that. But
yeah.
I didn't get to watch it until I was older. Because of, especially because of the scene I was in, the girl will get shot in the head afterwards.
Oh. Yeah. You'd think you would have known that.
Well, I did know, but we weren't allowed to look.
Right.
It's fake.
Not allowed.
It's true, your mom didn't let you watch Buffy either.
Really?
That was also fake.
Wow.
Well, we watched Buffy for a while.
And then Buffy started having sex. I've actually seen
it. We watched Buffy for a while, and then my mom decided it was too adult for my littler sister. And then we stopped watching it, and then we started watching it again later.
Right, wouldn't that just make you, resent your little sister for a while?
I didn't care. I didn't know. That's too little. Probably. I don't actually remember that happening. I do remember there were, two episodes when we were watching it regularly again that we weren't allowed to watch. Mostly, the Spike episode.
Yeah.
And then the one where Buffy has sex all day.
And
vines grow out of her vagina in my head. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
I missed a lot of, the later episodes, because they just got so weird.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
It's definitely another one of those, good arguments for not letting your story go on too long.
I agree.
It just gets strange.
Oh, yes.
And then you try to reboot it with Felicia Day.
What?
Well, see,
Mystery Science Theater.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I might allow that.
She was in Buffy season 7.
Of course
she
was.
Played Violet.
Of course she was.
Yeah. And of course you know that.
I do. I am a sponge for things that I shouldn't know.
Yes, especially if they involve Felicia Day.
Who's Felicia Day?
She's
Geek
Red
Princess.
Red
hair. Yeah, she's never called herself that.
Do you know what's the
Let's give up on this.
The
Let's
Guild?
Give up on
you know
this.
The Guild?
It's not going to happen.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're not missing much.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know Will Wheaton? If you don't know Will Wheaton, you definitely don't
know the
Felicia
name.
Day.
Okay. No, I'd know Felicia Day way better than I'd know Will Wheaton.
Yeah.
But I also knew Sandeep eventually, so.
Yes.
I was still remember. We're friends.
Yes, your Facebook friends with Sandeep.
And he totally wanted to do you. And
he totally wanted to do you, yes.
And
after he made sure you were
a co-star of Felicia Day.
Okay.
Though nowhere near school.
Oh, she was on Harmontown like last month, maybe. It's a good episode. Says she has a new book out.
Yes, I know. About the process. It's okay to be weird on the internet.
Oh, Emily Gordon also has a book out.
It's not okay to be normal.
That's pretty good.
No, pretty much it's not okay to be normal on the internet. That's boring. Don't be boring.
Yeah. Although, actually, if you're normal on the internet, you're probably just stalking.
Yeah, well, lurking is fine. Yeah, I like lurking. Lurking and stalking are two different activities, and lurking is just fine. You only run into problems when for some reason you want to, like, identify yourself, and you know.
And then it's immediately creepy.
Do you remember, years ago, you went to the Renaissance Fair, and I was somewhere else with my then girlfriend, and I guess someone approached you because they read my blog and they knew who you and Hannah were.
Yes.
And they did not approach me, and I'm like, I feel so awkward. Like, don't approach my friends. Like, if you want, be like, oh, hey, where's Tom? Would be the appropriate thing to say, but not fangirl over you like your fictional characters.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I felt very weird about that.
So I was recognized at the grocery store for your article.
Yes, you were.
That makes slightly more sense. Yeah. That's
Death of the Author.
An article in the news. Yeah.
And right. I did have a picture of me in it too, but still. Yeah.
It's not, you know, website with.
Right. Personal with website. Readership in the tens. But they knew me. Yeah. And I had no idea who they were. And then they mentioned that on their live journal, and I'm like, hey, next time say hi to me instead. And they got mortified. And I'm like, no.
Wait, you can see, go talk to like side characters, but not.
Right.
Live journal.
Yeah.
Did you have a live journal?
No. What I had was the ability to comment on people's live journals, but I did not have a live journal.
Did you have a live journal?
I, depending on whether or not they destroy them, I might still have a live journal.
I don't think they do.
No, they don't. I still have one.
Yeah, well, good. It shouldn't be hard, like, but yeah.
I know several of your pseudonyms.
It's true. So.
He has an Amazon author page now.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I need to look into that.
Yeah, I've got to figure out how to do that for you too. But you are acknowledged as authors now.
Yeah. Well, that's weird because like all I did was the cover art, I guess.
I know, you should get credit for that. Yeah. Also, I didn't pay you, so.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
I bought one of your tiles.
Oh.
It's the same thing. And now you can be like, you can sell your
prints. Which tiles did I have?
The little
art.
Ones at my show.
Yeah.
Oh, like one of the Zodiac ones?
Yeah, the universe.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like a Zodiac, yeah. I think you once said it was like your self-portrait of the universe or something like that.
No. Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. The Zodiac ones are the clear glass with the
triads
on them. We have one
of the marble ones.
Yeah. Yeah, because like when you make something like that, you're like, oh yes, anytime somebody has a birthday or something come up, they can just grab one of these.
And it turns out people only want so many.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I did really nice packaging too. Those were nice.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it obnoxious if I give people copies of my books? That's obnoxious, right?
Wait, give?
Depends.
As a gift. Well, no,
if they have a particular interest in it, then it's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they don't, then it's a little obnoxious.
Well, but at the same time, like, I don't. See, worst case scenario, they give it to someone else, and then advertising.
Except if you sign it, they can't really give it.
Oh, I could sign it, but not. Exactly. Like, true.
Have a great day.
You can
even write Merry Christmas, and then, you know, they can give it away the next Christmas.
There you go.
It'll look appropriate.
Unless they give it back to you.
We met a woman, and she had a friend who got books signed by authors and had, like, slightly salacious things inscribed in there, like "Thank you for last night" or "You were great."
Yeah, that's the entire story.
Yeah, which I would totally do. Like, I look forward to one day doing that. Maybe. No, I can't. I was gonna say henceforth I will sign all my books that way.
Yeah, you really can't.
No, and I sometimes, you know, teens buy my books, and I can't. Yeah. I can't do that to children.
No.
My job. They're like, could you give me a list of all your books? And I'm like, to buy? Yes, I can do this. The kids won't read them, so I don't really feel bad. Except for the Pagan book. They're not getting that one.
Aww.
I don't really need to field questions from criminals who feel moral. Because they do. We have born again Christian kid.
Oh, yes.
Dude!
Yeah, if there's...
Why are you here?
If there's one thing Christians, especially born again Christians, love, it's any excuse to be indignant about, you know, offense.
I had a friend.
Oh, yes. It's a good combination.
I had a friend who was my sister's girlfriend. Her mom was in jail for burning down a house. But anyways, so this friend visited her mom in jail, and her mom spent the entire time flipping through the Bible trying to find the part where it says women can't lay with women. Which doesn't exist, because the Bible doesn't care about women.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I mean, if you have multiple wives, you assume they're going to fuck each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why you had eunuchs to guard them, so that to make sure that they didn't do that, if you're, you know,
And the eunuchs just, Islam. You know, eunuchs can do a lot of things.
Oh, yes, not having, yes.
A lot of things.
You still have, well, that's why you also take their tongues, and then, you know, you have
you
to leave fingers,
do
though. It's true.
Yeah.
True,
and
creativity.
You whip them if they do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah. And it's like, there could have been a better use for that meeting. Just maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, if you have a harem, and two of the girls are like, fooling around, are you just like, yeah, warm her up for me, let's work for me? Like,
no,
I can't imagine if you have a harem, you're like, lesbianism.
Well, no, but the thing to remember is that, like, women's pleasure is generally an offense before God, depending on the type of God. Also, you don't want them being able to satisfy themselves.
That's true.
They're literally just there to serve you in whatever capacity you want.
The clitoris is the devil's doorbell. I think
the what
the
that doesn't even exist.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, but no. Apparently,
I just found out
Atlantis
today. But apparently there's a Jewish custom or something for, like, Orthodox of some kind that you can't have sex for 7 days after you've had your period. Like, any bleeding.
Yeah.
That's fairly standard in a lot of...
Yeah. It seems really annoying.
You just dip them in a river
because
and they're
good
to go.
Then you can't, like... But, like, I think that would be annoying for a man, too, because then your wife has to abstain for, like,
more than
all
one.
Of it.
Yeah. Or handmaidens.
Handmaidens? I don't know.
You're
like,
not supposed to enjoy sex.
I don't think. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, that
do your wifely duty with your hands and mouth and maybe butt. I'm not
in,
sure.
In Judaism, are you allowed to have more than one wife now, right?
No.
You used to be.
Right.
I mean, Old Testament, there was lots of wives.
Right.
I mean, that's what it's based on. Isaac and.
Yeah.
That's where the Islam Judaism split happens.
Yeah.
Is two wives, two sons.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah.
Not anymore.
No banging.
I mean.
Ever?
No happy banging.
7 days.
Yes.
You can have sex, you're just not allowed to enjoy it.
Yep.
It's also why you cut the skin flap off the penis. Well, it's.
Foreskins for sale!
Maybe you need context for that exclamation.
It was in a book. That's all I can say.
They really do sell foreskins, though. Skin grafts and whatnot. Can't you make.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm.
There's something else, like...
So, if you need a skin graft, and you were uncircumcised, could they circumcise you so you could use that skin for a skin graft?
Probably.
I imagine.
Yeah.
It's very stretchy.
Yeah.
It's like silly putty.
Could they use, like, part of it? Or would they need all of it? I guess it depends how
much. I
don't
think you
can
just, like,
can you
cut
take
a little square
part
out?
Of it?
No, it's like
I don't think you cut a little square out. No.
You just take a cookie cutter.
It's like, a viewing window.
Well, you could
can
take,
we cut
take
out, like a little
ring.
Dinosaur shape?
Oh, well, see, that might...
You can take a little ring off.
That's where calamari comes from.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious. Poor skins.
No, you fry them up and
yeah.
they make good chips.
Yeah. Calamari is delicious.
Pork cracklings.
Mm-hmm. What? What?
Fried foreskin. That's
okay.
What I was reacting to.
Oh, we should.
It sounds
sweet. I wonder now. Can you have a brand of like pork rinds that's called fried foreskins?
I'm sure you could.
Do
I told
animals...
you about Glory Hole donuts?
Oh yes. Although, but didn't they change? When,
Are they cream filled?
Some of them are. Yes.
Are there other animals with foreskins? I assume.
Well, actually,
cats sort of.
Yeah,
have
most.
A lot
most...
of them have a whole sheath that it goes
yeah.
into.
Yeah, most mammals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Again, it's mostly just weird that we don't have, well, yeah, that actually that sort of thing, like we also don't have that, like, again, in a lot of mammals the penis is kind of like stuck to the body by the sheath, so it doesn't have a free range of movement. It doesn't flop about is what I'm saying.
The flopping about is impractical.
It's unusual.
But entertaining.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Wait,
does it flop less if you still have a foreskin?
No.
Okay.
Dude, you know there's a guy, I think he has a whole like troop now, where he does puppetry of the penis where he just like bends and extends and twists.
It's pretty magical.
Yeah. You've seen.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sort of tempted, actually.
It's
like,
pretty magical.
I was pretty amused because like mainstream media finally caught on to there's a Tumblr it's just this guy and he takes pictures of his penis and then like draws faces and stuff on them and has them do, like, really cute things, and I just saw it show up in my Facebook feed as the oh, you won't believe how cute this guy's junk is.
Aww.
It's like, oh well, welcome to like 4 years ago, but you know,
the
I guess that's good.
He wouldn't necessarily mind.
Yeah, well, because he's not sending it to you. You have to go to him.
Well, I mean, if someone sent you an unsolicited dick pic of you wouldn't necessarily mind.
I might still
if it's cute.
Yeah.
I don't ever really understand the unsolicited dick pic. Like, I don't think most women are like, yep, that's a penis. I want a piece of that.
Yeah, you know what else never works? Catcalling. Doesn't mean
that's
it's ever
true.
Going
to I was thinking it's basically the same thing, sort of.
It's just so weird to me. I'm very success-focused. Like, I remember as a kid being like, I did this, it didn't work, I'm not going to do this anymore.
No, well, it's the mistaken assumption that your interest in the thing exists for everybody. It's the inability to, like, you know, understand that other people have different interests or different desires. It's, well, you know, this is full, and I'm all about it, so,
I definitely think
anyone
it's
who
more...
sees it must also be...
Yeah. I think it's also partially just a... like, showing off for other people around.
Yeah.
Look out, penis!
Basically.
That's really dumb.
And just being... I guess it could be a threatening posturing type thing, too.
It might be. Oh, honey, you think that's threatening? Aww.
Well, yeah. That is the weirdest thing about it, is it's not... It's never the organ itself. It's everything else it's attached to.
I did hear a good response as if you get an unsolicited dick pic, be like, are you going to the doctor? You really should have that looked at.
Okay, well, we were in the city like last weekend, and there was an advertisement for a service where you could...
No, it was a health insurance.
Oh, health insurance, yeah.
It was health insurance.
Yeah. Well, that's a service. but that was like a specific... thing it was advertising for is like it was a little cartoon of a guy like taking a picture down his pants, and it was all like, oh, you can send a picture and get consultation from a doctor.
That's amazing.
That is not, I'm sure a doctor is not grateful for that ad.
Well, yeah, one would hope that you'd have to opt in as the physician have like a completely separate phone number, otherwise you're just like eating lunch and
or
like,
have it be like okay Cupid photo mods. We have someone moderating all of them.
Right.
Yeah, but sure, maybe I have an issue. Maybe I have a spot. I need to have it looked at.
But
I'm
maybe
embarrassed.
Maybe mark them for the doctor then.
I think that you might have to write something with it. It's like, hey, this spot is new. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Hey, do you think this is bigger than usual? Or?
Yeah, well, actually, it's looking a little smaller.
Yeah. Is it cold where you are?
Aww.
Yeah. So sad.
Is that your child's or?
Oh dear. Well, that yeah, that brings whole other issues.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So, should we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Amber. Like a present for Christmas.
Amber, final thoughts.
I like Santa. But not capitalism.
That is a common complaint about Christmas.
Yeah.
Daniel.
I like capitalism. It pays my bills.
It's true. Daniel, final thoughts.
I don't like capitalism. But that's not a final thought.
It's like a regular final thought.
That's like your default.
Regular, yeah. I don't know. I got nothing.
Okay. Cast, final thoughts.
Wasn't it a final thought that she likes capitalism?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Tom, final thoughts. Apparently Austria was way against the Krampus, and he's making a comeback now.
Did you have that written down on your paper, like, final thought?
No, it's just one of the thing I was looking at that moment, trying to find a final thought.
I'm going to give you a final thought.
Give me a final thought.
Oh, Night Vale is really good, and if you like Tom and you haven't...
Horse
like,
or cow skull yet, costume rap battle for alcohol.
Well, of course. I mean,
I have to look into that tradition more, duh. But it's awesome. You get a cow skull or horse skull, you make a costume out of it, then you just go door to door, and you're like, give me beer! And then you sing, and they have to sing something back at you, and if they fail to have a comeback, you get to take all their alcohol.
Oh, okay. That's...
I know.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that in this country?
If you lose, do they take all of your alcohol?
No, then you leave.
If that was
you've already drank all of your alcohol.
Yeah. That's true.
You probably drank your alcohol when you made a skull costume.
I make skull costumes all the time. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you drink often?
Yes.
There we go. Proven.
Well, see, I would just use that, like, if that was instituted, I would use that as an excuse to start a business making alcohol bunkers so you could stow your alcohol when you were, like, accosted by skull costumes.
If there is singing, it sinks into the floor. Yes. You gotta sing back and forth.
Yes, yeah. Yes, okay. And it just leaves out, like a one you
sacrificial
know...
Sacrificial bottle.
Yes.
Just of something cheap.
Something mid-range, maybe, okay. So they don't get suspicious.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And you have to have, like, one full bottle and, like, a half-empty bottle.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's suspicious.
Or a couple half-empty bottles.
Yeah, my studio never has more than one half bottle. That's okay. What we do.
Bye!
Squeeze her until the eggs pop out. Just squeeze her.